Russian milblogger Rybar is going into full panic mode, talking about a Ukrainian special forces landing in Crimea. As expected today, the night attack by 6 drones on Crimea was only a test of the peninsula's air defense. Now they are reporting about the work of air defense in different parts of Crimea. Particular enemy activity is also noted in the Black Sea water area, which may be a sign of the exit of the airborne assault forces and special forces from the Odessa region with the aim of landing in the Crimea. And the blocking of traffic across the Crimean bridge is most likely due to the introduced missile threat regime due to the takeoff of Storm Shadow, Scalp Su-24M cruise missile carriers of the Ukrainian Air Force. Relatives of mobilized Russians say that their men are being forced to defend themselves not only from the enemy, but also from their own side, who should be helping, not killing them. They say that medical and logistical troops are being sent to fight on the front line. The relatives say in a pair of videos that their men are from Barnaul and Slavgorod in the Altai Krai region, serving in the 1,307th and 1,442nd Motorized Rifle Regiments and the 89 and Tank Regiment. They appeal to Vladimir Putin to help their men and punish their commanders. It's likely that the men are in the area around Berkivka and Klishchivka near Bakhmut, where previous MOBIK videos from the same units have spoken of heavy casualties, a lack of supplies, no artillery support, and no evacuation of the wounded. The latest videos echo these complaints, indicating that the Russian army has been unable to resolve these problems through the entire summer. The men's relatives say that their men have been in heavy frontline fighting since April 2023 without a break. There is no rotation. Due to this, the fighters are experiencing moral, psychological, physical exhaustion. There is no time to recover lost strength. They have no opportunity for rest. They also complain about the behavior of the regiment's commander, a man with the call sign Grom, Thunder. He sends our men again and again into battle. At the risk of their lives, he forces them to return to their former positions at any cost, which are already occupied by the enemy, where there is no possibility to gain a foothold and shelter from shelling without proper support. The men of the 1,442nd Regiment were reported in July to have refused to fight at Klishchaivka, south of Bakhmut, after suffering heavy losses under Ukrainian fire while being sent into combat without ammunition, according to their relatives in an earlier video. According to the relatives in the latest video, the men's commanders beat our men and still send them into battle. At the risk of their lives, he forces them to return to their former positions at any cost, which are already occupied by the enemy, where there is no possibility to gain a foothold and shelter from shelling without proper support. The relatives say that, due to a shortage of military personnel due to numerous wounded and killed from artillery, companies and logistics companies are transferred to infantry and sent into battle. They say that soldiers with contusions and shrapnel wounds are being ordered back to their positions on the grounds that there are no places in hospitals. They don't give any medication. Echoing the earlier complaints of the MOBIKs from the 1307th Regiment, the relatives say that the men are being shelled by both sides. Our men are forced to defend themselves not only from the enemy, but also from their own men who should be helping, not killing them. The relatives also appeal for help in finding the missing, saying that they are getting no help from the military. Instead, they say, they are being forced to look by themselves in hospitals, clinics, and morgues, and review photographs and videos of dead soldiers. Finally, they complain about their men being denied leave, which they say is absolutely unfair and violative of the rights of citizens to work and proper rest, guaranteed by the basic law of the country, by the Constitution of the Russian Federation. What rights do mobilized people have regarding the duration of their stay in the air defense zone? They ask. They insist that the Russian government follow its earlier decrees on the MOBIK's length of service in the war zone. They will doubtless be disappointed by the announcement 2 days ago that all of the mobilized are now under what amounts to an indefinite stop-loss order and will not return home until the end of the war. In this video, we have a lot of the Ukrainian field operations. Ukrainian Army Aviation Mi-24P Hind gunship attack, and door gunner operations. Full Ukrainian HIMARS salvo. Ukrainian roadway HIMARS shoot and scoot. Damaged Russian Kamov Ka-52 attack helicopter was spotted in Kerch, Crimea. As commented by a specialist in aviation, there was probably an emergency landing due to combat damage or a technical failure. Judging by the serious nature of the damage to the bottom of the fuselage, it will be extremely difficult to repair this helicopter even at a specialized repair plant. Kodima, Ukrainian forces drop a M30A1 GMLRS rocket on a Russian BM-21 Grad multi-rocker launcher. Another Russian MSTAS self-propelled howitzer is hit by a Ukrainian FPV loitering munition. BVS-10 ATVP in service with the Ukrainian 38th Marine Brigade. Funeral photo session with Senior Lieutenant Tyut Yunikov. Cringe. Russia participates in Mexican parade. A Russian military delegation participated in military parade in honor of the Mexican Independence Day in Mexico City on September
16th, 2023.
Con paso firme y estoico, vemos pasar al personal militar de la Federación de Rusia, conformada por una escolta con bandera, perteneciente al regimiento Preobrashensky. Este regimiento es una unidad militar histórica de Rusia.
Con gran porte pasa la delegación de República Dominicana, la antigua y majestuosa edificación que alberga a la Academia Militar del Ejército.
Thanks for watching, and don't forget to subscribe. Also, if you want to support Warthog Defense, please become our member and get early access to new videos, exclusive members-only videos, and become administrator in comment section. The membership link is in the description.
Every day, we had a guy last week at 6 rescues in 6 days. You know, he's doing the job every day.